This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Turf Grass Council of North Carolina. This episode is sponsored in part by BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of North Carolina Turfgrass, we feature a member spotlight on Eagle Award winner, Ray McCauley. Ray McCauley has a long and impressive career in the turfgrass industry. He has placed great importance on continuing to grow in his knowledge, both through education and experience. It's no secret that classroom learning and hands-on experience are a powerful combination, and Ray has certainly walked the walk on both counts. Ray began his turfgrass career in 2001 when he started at Clemson University as a turfgrass management major. During his time as an undergraduate at Clemson, he completed summer internships each year, which included a variety of locations and disciplines: Mid Pines and Pine Needles Golf Club in Southern Pines, North Carolina, Sankaty Head Golf Club in Sconset, Massachusetts, and the San Diego Padres. Ray also spent 6 months preparing for an open championship at St. Andrews Links Trust in Scotland as a seasonal groundskeeper. He began his work as an undergraduate assistant at Clemson during this time as well. After completing his undergraduate degree, Ray began to work on his MS in Plant and Environmental Sciences with a minor in Experimental Statistics. While earning this degree, he worked as a graduate assistant, which included a variety of tasks, from instruction in the Advanced Turfgrass Management Lab to field and greenhouse trials to working with Cooperative Extension. After finishing his master's, Ray began his role as assistant groundskeeper for the New York Mets. During his time there, he worked to prepare the field for both the MLB 2013 All-Star Game and the 2015 World Series. Ray is currently a PhD candidate in crop and soil sciences at North Carolina State University. He is working under Dr. Grady Miller and is conducting research primarily on phrase mowing and how it affects physical soil properties. He is devising programs that expedite Bermuda grass recovery and the potential to expand phrase mowing applications. Ray has assisted in 20-plus additional studies that have had both local and national impacts. Some of these projects include how to improve zoysia grass roadside establishment for NCDOT, colored top dressing sand's impact on Bermuda grass maintenance and establishment for the Carolinas GCSA, and species evaluations for both the NTAP program and the USDA's Specialty Crops Research Initiative. Through all aspects of Ray's education and career, he has always understood the importance of education, and that will be a focus for his career going forward. "I enjoy giving back by sharing my knowledge with others," he says. "Whether to a dozen undergraduates in a turfgrass management lab or to hundreds of attendees at the Lake Wheeler Turf Field Day, I enjoy sharing my knowledge, experiences, and research with others. I intend to do so in a research and teaching role in the future." Ray has demonstrated his commitment to the turfgrass industry, the research that supports it, and the professionals who advance it. His experience in many facets of turfgrass management will surely be a great benefit to his colleagues and students. The Turfgrass Council of North Carolina thanks Ray for his service to the advancement of the industry across the state. Don't miss an episode of North Carolina Turfgrass. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.